Thank you, Ivan Nikolaevich, for your kind words. And first and foremost, I would like to express my deepest condolences to the ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran for the losses which this great country bore among their leaders, among their children, among the best people, and express delight and the sense of pride which the for the heroic deeds which the Iranian people demonstrated to the entire world. This is an amazing example of how the country, faced by monstrous aggression, still retains its pride and its dignity. I admire the great heroic deed of Iranian people. Now, a couple of words about transformation. First and foremost, it is stated in our discussion, we're speaking about the world after transformation. But where is this transformation we're talking about? Where from and where to? And today, almost every speaker, the ambassadors of Iran, Brazil, India, representatives of China, and European colleagues, and they are wonderful and sincere patriots of Europe, whom I would like to express my respect to on behalf of all of us. Everybody spoke about multipolarity. Let's simply accept one very important paradigmal formula. It's very important that we are living within the process of transformation, within the transition from unipolar world, which was set after the early 1990s, after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the geopolitical catastrophe which occurred. But this is not a transition to somewhere, not to chaos, not to fight of everyone against everyone else, not to volatility and instability, but this is a transition to a multipolar world. So it's not only the light at the end of the tunnel that we can see, but we can see the future and its contours. That's the emergence of civilization states and the emergence of several centers of civilization or over-national foundation, which will form the base of the upcoming world. This transformation could occur one way or another. The West might accept it because it's the West who must share the hegemony, because these are contacting vessels. So hegemony can have several poles, which means already that this is a polar world. And now those poles are claimed by China, Russia, India, other countries, and today it's Iran as well, who fights against the huge power of the West and shows a bright example of dignity, sheds are in minority and have the tradition of losing, yet the spirit has not been broken. This is a wonderful example when the spirit wins over material, and generally Iran, its history, its traditions is a sample, an example of where a spirit ultimately wins over material. If you wish, those civilizations of multipolar world we are speaking about is also about victory of the spirit. This is the spirit of Russia, our orthodoxy, our faith to the power, our traditional values, which we speak more and more about. This is also the spirit of China, the old Confucian tradition. This is the spirit of India, who is faithful to its roots, to its Dharma and Vedanti, and it's a great civilization. This is, of course, the spirit of Islamic civilization. This is the spirit of Africa, which is rising. This is the spirit of Latin America, which really, and that's what we spoke about, Brazil is the most forefront country, forefront-oriented country on that other side of this transformation. Brazil is the bridge to the future, and it's very important that Brazil, independently on everything else, retained this role in the consolidation of the Latin America into a single patria grande. That's what it started with, a single great state. So these polls that we're talking about, and you're absolutely right, Mr. Kanwal, that the new polls must consider the interests of all other peoples. We must not repeat imperialism. We must not repeat hegemony of the West. We must consider and include the differences, the versatility, as a part of our own system. And that brings us to a very important conclusion. We must immediately focus as much as we can on the description of multipolar world, because today it exists as some obscure perspective. We understand that this is something like that where we're moving to. Everybody says that. I think 2 years ago, a Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, asked me to teach the courses of multipolar world in the Institute for International Relations, so that it already had this shape, scientific dimension. And this dimension of multipolarity in our systems breaks our bilateral or multilateral relations. Somehow this is just put in the background. We're speaking about concrete things, about technology, economy, which is very important as well, definitely. But what you've rightly mentioned, Mr. Timofeev, we are scattering over smaller things, and we then miss the image of what we are doing. Like, we've mentioned transformation, but yes, there is transformation, but what are we transforming to? We have very obscure idea of that image, whilst already it's time to explore this image, because we have one concept of multipolarity. Islamic world have had a different concept, India have their concept, and Latin America have their own. Of course, as our Chinese friend said, you used to be our senior brother, and also was Europe for us. Europe was a senior brother for Russia, but that brother failed so much. We still respect the old stones of Europe by inertia, but as to the new stones, no, we can take nothing from there. We respect those people who stand for the European traditions, but what the West has turned into, this is monstrous, this is aggressive, this is simply indecent, and that's ideology, that's ideology, that civilization. Look at Epstein. That's who want to continue imposing it on the humankind. Of course, they'll have their place in the multipolar world, but we should pay less and less attention to what they do. Let them learn to find their place as well. The place is reserved for the West in the multipolar world, but it is their job to fill it with contents. And if they continue destroying the traditions of their own history, of the Greek and Roman sources, of the excellent humanistic tradition, but what they are doing today, that's just perversion. Cancel culture is a perversion. We thought things will go better with Trump, but it became even worse. What's happening with the West is just collapse. The West still has decent people, but we feel sorry for them. They seem like hostage of this time. Let the West get cured. Well, it is not the senior brother to anyone anymore. They cannot teach anyone anything. The further away we stand from the West, the less toxic we are. So the dialogue between those poles, what kind of global South are we talking about? Look at Russia. What kind of South are we? Islam exists in different parts. We must find some other term to describe non-West. The non-West is humankind, and the global South is just a part of it. So in my view, we must pay more attention to the philosophy of the multipolar world, to the dialogue between sovereign civilization states. If the West wants to take part in it, let them. Like always, in the myth, there is a round table of King Arthur, and there is an empty place for the West. If you come, you're very welcome to BRICS. You're welcome to the multipolar world. But if you behave the way you do, then the club of big humankind will not let you in, the humankind, with mutual respect.